Hi.
Hey. 81, 8123
podcast. This will be the first episode that we've put out fully in a video form too. So, so if you want to head over to, our YouTube channel, for the main, you can, watch it or just listen to it on the podcast, cause it's way more convenient. So, but we do another episode of How's Halvo today, which we said would be a recurring thing, and
look it, we're making that happen.
Yeah, this one was really fun. It's much more not as depressing as the last one.
No, very casual.
Yeah. which is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just got sent a text message of a new demo from John. So
I was wondering.
So yeah, gonna go and take a listen to that. Hopefully, it's a rad tune. Yeah. And then we'll keep carrying on. So. Heck yeah, man. Well,
I feel like I was so distracted in this intro. I don't know. That text, I was like, it said Garrett, and I was like, what did he say to me?
all good. Cool. Sweet. Well, yeah, we'll get into How's Halvo, but first, here is a message from a sponsor.
I was so much stronger then too, I'm now realizing.
When was that?
That was that was like a year ago. Right. Around about a year ago, yeah.
Your cheeks are looking nice.
I know, they're
looking very defined.
Yeah. I've always been self-conscious of my tush, but I'm kind of happy with where it was at there. You never know what you have until it's gone.
You look tan as hell.
Well, that, I think that's editing.
You made yourself more tan?
Oh, yeah, well, I was just trying to look like Carly a little bit. how are you guys doing?
I just shoveled a bunch of stuff, so I'm pretty bummed right now.
Why are you bummed?
Because it sucked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like a good, I feel like manual labor is always like a good leveler.
Oh yeah.
You know, like you one, especially when you finish it, you just like, you feel productive and good, and
you got a little sweat on maybe. It was quicker than I thought I was going to take. Here, let me try. I took a photo. So my house is my like shoveling? Room. The room in my house is sinking.
Oh, so, Jesus.
So on Friday, we're having these like foundation people come to fix it. But I needed to move like some of the wait, can you see?
Oh, yeah, that looks great.
No. It's just like a bright white light. I think you need to turn it bright.
Can you see?
Wait, so that's your bedroom?
That's, yeah, the wall of our bedroom, but the paver, like the, just like our little patio area in the back, I had to move all the pavers to, so they can dig under the house and lift it back up.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, see, I thought that was like a look into your bedroom and there had been a wall removed.
Oh, no.
And you guys, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, that would fucking suck. Super bad.
You might want to sell that place.
Now we're camping, but yeah, I was actually doing the same thing the other day. We're putting in a patch of grass in my backyard, so I had to like get rid of all the rocks, and it took me like 5 hours.
Are you doing fake grass?
No,
no.
I ain't no fake man. This is actual grass.
You're gonna
I've always known that about you.
You're going to regret that when your water bill goes up like yeah. so much fucking money and you're like, what the fuck didn't I do that? Coming from experience, dude.
Yeah. What? How?
I do love grass, but grass in the desert or in Southern California is both kind of silly.
Yeah. Well, it's a just a tiny patch so my dog and my child can, you know, have some fun in their lives.
What?
When we're at year 5 of this quarantine and they need a little nature under their feet.
This is what grass was like.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna get it something to drink, but
do it.
Okay. Hold on. Be right back. This is a good time for a commercial break.
Yeah. Oh man. What have you been up to today?
Besides the thing I just told you I was doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How long did it take?
It was like 2 hours. But I was on the phone with like all this. See, there aren't very many perks to this whole thing, but I have found time to do all. I know we've talked about this before, but all do shit I've talked about doing for, I don't know, ever, like call the electric people about this thing and hey, I should mm-hmm. probably make sure that my AC is working correctly. So call those people to come out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was doing a lot of that today.
You just have to make sure to stay 6 feet away from all the people that come by.
Oh, your house. No, they're not allowed in my house.
Okay.
And they even said that. They're like, we're not doing any, we're just going to show up and then we'll put a bill on the door.
Okay.
Yeah. So
nice. Yeah, I'm having people come to like put some pavers in my backyard and I'm just like I'm not gonna go out there and interact with you. So
I might need that number from you because I just moved all those and I'm not gonna know how to put them back.
Well, I got all the pavers for free too. So
really?
Yeah. My dad has
Bill, a buddy. Of course, Bill. Bill had a dude.
Yeah.
Bill has a bro, a paver bro.
Yeah, that's the thing is my dad has a bro for
everything.
Everything, yeah.
See, my dad doesn't have any bros for everything. he's good at like helping me find a bro, but
yeah.
And then also I got this a while ago. I got this little like old school, it's a JCPenney cassette player. And I broke off the lid so that I can, I want to try to do a tape loop with it. So I was trying to record into it earlier and it wasn't quite working, but I'm going to figure it out. So I spent like, I don't know, 45 minutes fucking with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think your dad could possibly be part of the mafia.
Bill?
And then, yeah, and he just like strong arms people into like, and my son needs a hot tub in his backyard. Like my son needs a pool table. Where does he get all this free stuff from?
He just meets people.
And I know.
I guess the thing is he helps like so many people out with things that people just really want to return the favor to him. He actually got a turtle, tortoise, from
like a big tortoise.
Oh, it was
like a desert tortoise.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's huge, like a couple feet long, you know, and
7 feet long.
He took it and he like dug a hole and like built like a hole and an area in the backyard for it, but he didn't ask my mom. And then my mom found it one day after he had it for like a week, and she had heard like how much food that you have to give it, and she was like, I am not going to be responsible for this, so she made him get rid of his tortoise.
Damn.
Where'd the tortoise go?
He had some Hanger. other He had some other buddy that wanted a tortoise.
Dropped him off at Hanger Park.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of tortoises there now.
Oh my God. That would be amazing. Yeah, I feel like once you become a dad, you kind of have a responsibility to have a group of guys that you can get things done with, you know?
Yeah.
Are we your guys? Is that what we're going to be?
Yeah, I think those guys are called friends, and they just get suckered into doing stuff.
Yeah. See, one of us has a truck, shit. One of us,
yeah. Yeah, like when we had to move John into his house, or. Dude, yeah. And then you have kids, and then those guys, those friends, then have to help those kids as well. And yeah. You have to help their kids, and I think it's called the community.
Yeah. Is that what that's called? Wait, what happens when we're not allowed to leave our house? There's no community anymore, man.
Yeah, this is it. We have to like Zoom shovel rocks for you now.
That's what it's going to be, is like, instead of helping your friend do stuff, you're going to have to just sit there and watch your friend do stuff.
Exactly, yeah. You're like, yeah, you did a great job, man.
Well, the good thing is we won't be in any, you know, before, like when you have to go and help a buddy and you're just so exhausted at the end of it, now you're just chilling. Now you're just chilling.
I'd give anything to shovel your guys' rocks right now. I'm
talking. All right, but the real question is, would you go on a hike again for Tim's bachelor party?
Honestly, most definitely, yeah. So much so that I considered the idea the other day of just like, could I do that right now? Well, because in California, where Dirk and I walked, all the beaches are closed now. But
did
I was
you
wondering
walk on the beach?
We walked next to a lot of the beaches, so I don't
but
know.
You weren't if walking would... through sand because that would fucking suck. No.
Well, we
just need a background photo.
We need to give the people some context on what we're talking about.
Yeah, Tim, manager to the stars, and Patrick's brother got married a couple weeks ago. But for his bachelor party, he requested, but more so made everybody walk 30 miles. If you were like part of his bachelor, or if you were part of his groomsmen, which there was like, I think 46 of us. and nobody, not all of us live in Arizona. So a handful of us had to do it on our own time, or like I know John did it by himself, and Jared just didn't do it. And
Jared didn't do it at all.
Yeah.
The only one, by the way.
That's how you get last. That's how you get last in line on the
pick last for gym class, dude.
Yeah, he was last. He was last on the dais at the wedding.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess. Was it hard? Like Garrett, did you do it by yourself for half of it, and then Fallon joined, or she was with you the whole time?
Fallon did the whole thing with me.
I realized
that 20 miles pretty easy after 20 miles very hard.
Yeah, like 20 would have been like an enjoyable thing, I think.
Yeah, honestly it wasn't until like 24 when it was like, this makes me want to not, I can't even focus on anything.
Yeah. And the reason Tim kind of gave us all was like that, you know, Tim did stupidly walk from Tucson to Phoenix so that he could then, that was like his vision quest. That was his rite of passage, which is like what, 120 miles or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he challenged all of us to walk this 30 miles as kind of our own vision quest. I don't know. I don't think I learned a lot about myself. Just that I guess that I can persevere through mile 24 to 30.
Yeah, I mean,
through some of the worst leg pain of my life.
I would say, like, middle of the night, last night, probably like 4:30 in the morning when I'm holding a baby that just does not want to go to bed, and I'm only been asleep for like an hour and a half the whole night. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, yeah, this is really hard. This is really hard, but you've done harder.
You've walked.
Yeah. You walked 30 miles, and I do feel like in times like that, or you know, just like other things that you have to do in your life that is a challenge, that it is beneficial to have to know that you can handle something that is extremely challenging.
Most definitely. Yeah.
And it makes me realize that I could pretty much walk anywhere downtown and be like totally cool.
Yeah. Yeah. If anything, I just know now that, like, if I'm stranded somewhere, I've got at least 30 miles in me.
Well, if you just happen to have a lot of water and maybe
and a long
bar or two.
Like 9 hours. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You did it in 9?
Yeah, we did it in 9 hours.
I think I wasn't really trying to do it in it. That is one thing I'm glad of, not doing it with like a big group of the guys, of like having that like, oh bro, you got to beat that other bro.
Yeah.
Thing, where it was just like, I went and did it and it took however long it took. And I don't even know how long, but it was just like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. You guys are
maybe
just
11 hours or something. I don't know.
You guys like stopped and had lunch at places and stuff. Right. And
yeah. I mean, we walked to Tempe Marketplace and then walked back. And then still had to
great mall. Great mall.
And we ate lunch at Tempe Marketplace, which was like a little farther than half. And then
see, we just wanted to get it over with. So we walked from like middle of Malibu all the way into the next county, which is Ventura County, past this place called Neptune's Net, which is like, if you ever go out to like Ventura County, like there's a famous surf break out there called County Line, and there's this place called Neptune's Net, which is like right on the ocean, amazing fish, like you can get fish and chips or whatever, and it's like such a, you like, you know, you make a day of it, like you drive out there and you have like this rad lunch on the beach
day.
And, yeah, and we basically walked to Neptune's Net and we contemplated just like giving up and just like saying like, fuck it, we did it. And then just like getting hammered at Neptune's Net and then taking like probably a very expensive Uber back. But it, like, we didn't stop or do anything. We hardly ate anything. It was like such torture to go all the way out that way and not have this like crown jewel of,
yeah,
you know, like Neptune's Net.
That was so weird for me, is I wasn't hungry at all. I wasn't hungry yet for lunch. I barely ate like any of my lunch. Same. And then I wasn't hungry after, which Tim was like talking about. I was like, yeah, you're gonna finish, you'd be like, eat anything and be like super, just like fill up on just junk. And I got done and I was like, I couldn't think. I was just like,
yeah, right.
I was like, I don't even know what to do. And like, we got food and I ate like 2 bites and I was like, I just, my body was in shock.
That's how I felt too. Yeah. I went and got a pizza by myself, and like, I got like, I ordered like 2 beers and I got a pizza, and I was like, okay, like, you earn this, be a piece of shit, live it up. And I got through like a slice of the pizza and I was like, this isn't what I need right now. I need nutrients quick, otherwise I'm passing out at this fucking pizza place.
The whole time for me, I was walking with my dad, so I was just like, I'm not gonna let my 65-year-old dad beat me in this.
Yeah.
So I was just like trying to keep on pace with him. Like, if I hadn't have been with him, I would have taken it way easier, but I was just like pushing.
You did it in like 7 hours, right?
Yeah. Well, and I guess we technically didn't go as far, but ours was.
You guys did through the mountains, which is so
a hike. Yeah. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah.
But you did 24 miles, I think, right? But
yeah,
you went through South Mountain Park, which is up over the mountains and down.
Yeah, fuck that. Dude, even like the last mile or two, like just walking, because I didn't do any on the street really until the end. And then, because we just did like a bike path. And then when we got onto the street, like walking up a curb hurt much.
Totally. Getting into my car afterwards, like, I had to drive Dirk home, and it was just like, we're both just like groaning and like nobody's talking to each other. Like,
the video you posted of him waving back was fucking funny.
Yeah, he suffered. I mean, we both did.
But we got through it.
Better times.
And like every time me and Fallon drive by like where we went, we're like, there's the path. Or like the whole walk after like 12 miles, every person we'd like walk near would be like, you don't even know what we're doing right now. Like, you don't even know.
Oh yeah, they're just like, people are like, why do they seem so out of breath? They're just like walking on their side of the road. Like,
people are miserable. It's such a beautiful day.
Oh man. So how's your guys' mental state compared to the last time we talked?
I couldn't believe earlier today that the last time we talked was a week ago.
Yeah,
that was kind of a shock to me.
Like, isn't it felt longer or?
Oh my god, yeah. I feel like that was like 2.5 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, it does feel like a while ago.
Time is strangely like moving very slowly, but also like I feel like because of how little that we're kind of doing, you know, stimulation wise, it's like. The days kind of just scoot on by, but then it's also like, oh, but it's Tuesday, and I don't know. Time is really, really fucky right now.
It's definitely weird. Like, it will get, like, all of a sudden it feels like it's like, I'll wake up at, I don't know, 8 or something, and then, like, 11:30 seems like it happens really quick, and then there to, like, 4 is, like, super slow.
Yeah.
And then like the last chunk of the day depends on like what I'm doing, but like it's just a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about it last week. It's like this is pretty on par with what I'd be doing like if I had time off and I was at home, you know, aside from like not being able to go to the beach or to the gym or, you know, on hikes. Like they've closed everything in LA now. It's still pretty normal, but I think just the idea that like not knowing when it's going to really end and being really confined to your house, it's like it adds this whole weird psychological thing to it where it's like we have a great setup, but it's like a prisoner in this like beautiful, you know, I don't know. It's really strange that it's like, you know, 75 degrees and we're hanging out in the yard, and we are so fortunate. Like we are very privileged to be able to like have yard space, have like great weather, like be able to walk out of our house and not have to like worry about running into anybody. Mm-hmm. And we definitely like utilize that space. But it's just like, just the idea that it's like, okay, but we're stuck here for the inevitable future. Is a really weird feeling that I'm sure everybody's going through. A lot of people probably in a much worse case, but
yeah. I mean, and especially since the last time we talked, we at least know for sure that we have another month.
April.
Yeah.
Which at that point, I mean, to be honest, I was kind of feeling optimistic that by then it would kind of have calmed down, but.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, they're saying this next week's going to be like very bad.
Yeah. Like, I think not to get, you know, into political chatter or anything like that. I just feel like the response and how slow everything seems to be kind of to catching up and to where it needs to be. I think it's going to get a lot nastier. And I'm not some expert or anything, but that's just how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of, it seems like that's
definitely. Yeah, which is terrifying.
Yeah. And better reason, I mean, just to stay inside to try and keep you and other people safe.
Like, most definitely, yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Do you still have the moments of, like, forgetting what's going on and then, like, remembering?
Yeah, there's definitely been some days where, like, I've like, phone quarantined myself where, like, I try to, like, not actively pay attention to the news or what Trump said today or, you know, this or that. And it helps in a way that it's like, okay, well, at least I'm not dwelling. But then it all comes rushing back very quickly and you're like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah.
I'll get focused on something else. Like, I'll be fucking around with something in here. And then, like, 30 minutes after, I'm like just kind of doing something. I'm like, remember why I'm stuck in here, kind of.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, right.
Why I'm focused on something in here and not like at the studio, like messing with everyone else doing stuff. But
that's a weird thing about it too. Is like, I remember seeing something early on. It's like, it's gonna seem, if we do our part properly and we stay at home for how long it fucking takes, then it's gonna seem like we didn't do anything, like it was all for nothing, you know. And that's kind of the point. It's like,
yeah,
you don't want to feel the effects of this. You don't want anybody around you to feel the effects of it. Yeah. And that's another thing that makes it weird about it is like, oh, I'm just staying home for, like, you know, for what feels like nothing in your physical, you know, realm. But it's like, it's obviously not for nothing, and it's a very big, terrifying thing. But it just, the fact that it's not like some physical thing that you can materialize and see happening right in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly for me, like, caused me to take a little bit of a step back and just, it's like, oh, like, I love to have, like, things, like, set in place. And, like, especially for the band, it's like, I like to know what we're doing 8 months from now on the 5th of the month or whatever, like, exactly. And just, we can't really plan. You just, there's nothing to plan for right now because it's going to change no matter what you do. So that's been, you know, challenging, but then also relieving, you know, at the same time. Just because you don't have a choice.
Yeah, you're forced to focus very much on the present moment.
Yeah.
Because any sort of planning, like you said, is mute. It doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
It's given me this weird thing of, like, for the first time being able to not appreciate what we have, but, like, realize the job I have and how, like, not knowing, you know, like, it's like the first time where maybe it feels like, oh, we weren't going to be a band, like, if we broke up or something, like, that kind of feels like that right now in a weird way, where, like, I'm like, oh, shit, does that make any sense at all? Like, it's kind of a weird.
It's the first time that it's, like, challenged you guys in a way that you have to stop. Chopped up for a second.
Oh, like what Pat was just saying of, like, not knowing when we're gonna do stuff again. Like, it gives me that feeling of, like, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. I just keep having.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of like the thing that you've done that gives you a purpose that you feel, you know, is like a reason to wake up every day and want to go after something, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, it's kind of pushed to the side, you know?
Totally. Maybe, yeah.
Your purpose is far more present now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than I could.
Like, okay, well, I guess I'll shovel some rock. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Which is, you know, which is there's something to that where it's like you once you go and shovel some rock or reorganize something that you haven't, it's like there's a satisfaction that you get from that that you don't get when you're always just searching for what's next, you know, because you're never appreciating what you're having now because you're just thinking about how you can do something better in 6 months, you know, where we're right now it's like, yeah. Well, my only job today was to shovel these rocks and I did it, so I feel like accomplished for that, and you physically feel accomplished for that, and I'm sure tonight, like the type of sleep that you get after doing those kinds of things is just different, you know. Yeah. it's better.
Totally.
It's, yeah, it's
weird times.
Crazy stuff. Have you guys been doing anything else besides what we talked about last time? Have you?
I've been making a bit more art. Trying to make something every day.
What kind of art?
sorry. I started with some linoleum block printing last week. Which Whoa. Is where you is this going to is this video going to be released, or are we just
sure,
yeah.
Maybe. Well, yeah. I'll show you, like, take a block, yeah. And you like carve out all of the positive, you carve out all the negative space that's going to be white or whatever your paper color is, and then you put the ink on the positive space, and that's how you get a print. Sorry if I'm mansplaining this to you guys, but
like, that's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, or and then I've been sketching and stuff as well, and doing some photo editing and just trying to be productive and creative.
Nice.
On a daily level. Yeah. What about you guys?
I've been trying to definitely do that, which has been actually really awesome. I've enjoyed that much. And then cooking. I've always wanted to get better at cooking, so that's something I've, I guess, been forced to do. But that's been cool.
And then, yeah.
Nothing. I set up Magic the Gathering behind me on a table, which you can't see, but it's right there.
Nice.
Who do you play with?
I'm waiting for Sean and Fallon to go and want to play, because we did.
Is Sean staying with you?
Yeah, he stayed out here.
And then Bruno's at her mom's.
Mm-hmm.
I assume. Yep. Well, it's nice you guys got a bud there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
One more.
Toilet paper. Yeah, I've been beginning the early stages of converting my, I have like a extra, my third car garage is a bedroom.
Oh yeah.
Like,
what do you call it? Michael's house?
Yeah. Michael's room. But it's just been like a storage room at my house. So I'm working on, like, I'm going to set up a drum kit. I'm going to build a little like studio set up to like work on, listen to mixes, and then have like a desk and make it a little office. And it's been something that I've been putting off doing for a long time. Yeah. So.
This would be a good time for, I feel like, Michael to make another record too.
Oh, damn. All right. Yeah.
I'll send you some weird noises and you can make some lyrics up to it.
Yeah, if any of you guys have any tracks, just
all right, Halva, I'll send you something, then you throw something on it, and then you throw it to Pat.
Okay. I don't I'll have to get some sort of, I don't think I have any actual sound making program on this computer, so I'll have to.
Clearly you do. You're recording into this right now.
Oh, you want me to vocal?
I don't know.
Vocals down.
I'm just saying, sure. You don't have to, but you, that.
Oh, no, I would love to. I need an outlet, you know.
Yeah.
I need to get my thoughts onto the pad.
All right, doing it.
Out to the world, off the pad.
Each week we're figuring out something new to do.
Yeah. By next week, which will feel like a year, we're gonna have all these new projects done, and yeah.
Oh man, that's awesome. Well, I gotta get back to being a dad.
Okay.
All right, Dad.
But thank you guys for doing another episode of How's Halva. I mean, we're gonna have a minimum of, I mean, how many episodes of this? At least six total. So.
52, 53. I don't know. It depends on how long. I think once your viewership drops considerably, then that'll maybe, you know, it's what the consumer wants. The clients, as the Tweeties put it. Have you been watching that? You've been watching the Tweety show?
Oh my God, it's so good.
No. What are they doing?
They just hang out in their living room, and Jeff Tweedy, singer of Wilco, plays some tunes, but then they just like hang out and joke and talk shit about each other. And then
it's a good while you're cooking thing. It's always at like 7 or something.
Yeah. And then you can watch it the entire next day.
Okay. Are they doing it like once a week? Are they doing it every night?
Every night.
It's on Jeff's wife's Instagram.
Yeah. Stuff in our house.
Yeah. Stuff in our house.
But it's there's something very like wholesome about like tuning into their family every night.
Yeah.
Kind of being a fly on the wall. Yeah.
It's like, those are the things that are cool. Did you watch the John Krasinski thing from Jim from The Office?
Like with the Tweeties or?
No, he did like a new YouTube thing where it was like only good news from week, and it's so good. Steve Carell was on it. It was amazing. It just made me like just happier.
That sounds great. Well, Pat, I told you earlier, we've been watching every Pixar movie, making our way through it. In hopes to lighten the mood around the house. So maybe next time we have this chat, I'll have watched every Pixar movie.
How many are there?
Good amount now, right?
Yeah, there's at least, I'd say, a dozen.
Standout one yet? One that's been like...
Well... Let's see, which ones have I cried to so far? I forgot how good Cars is. Cars is really good. Ratatouille is really good. We watched Toy Story the other night. Didn't realize how much of a dick Woody is. I don't think I ever picked up on that as a kid, but he literally tries to murder Buzz Lightyear and then like... It's pretty dark. What other one? Oh, we watched The Good Dinosaur last night. Emma cried a handful of times to that.
Have you watched is it Inside Out?
Yeah, we haven't watched that one yet, but I've seen it.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm excited to rewatch that one.
That one's a little more like a teenager kind of.
Yeah.
So,
are you watching him in like? Sequential order of when they were made.
Just mood. We have to watch Up at some point, but Emma, my girlfriend, is very resistant to do that because she it just wrecks her. It's so sad that
I haven't watched it.
No, it's so intense.
Like, it's heartbreaking.
So sad, right?
Oh, it comes out of the gate just like one of the most fucked up, sad Disney things you've ever seen in your life.
They're pretty good at that. Starting movies just like just fucked.
We're now at the point where we watch. Like, we watched The Good Dinosaur last night, and we're now predicting like how they're gonna throw a wrench into this whole thing and just like stab you in the back. Like, okay, the dad's gonna die, or like the son's gonna lose his limbs, and then he's gonna be handicapped his whole life, or like, you know, how can they just pull at your heartstrings, and they do it every movie, and. Yeah, it's hard.
Well,
yeah. That's
Pixar. Disney owns Pixar, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Disney owns everything, Garrett.
Oh, right. Man. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to the podcast. We'll see you for another House Halvo in a week from now.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Later.